Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Today, marking 1 year since the terror attacks in Israel that sparked the war between Israel and Hamas. Governor Hochul paid tribute last night at the Temple Israel Center in White Plains, where she spoke about visiting the sites of the attacks.
I walk through homes that have been once places of joy and celebration, and I will not be as graphic as I saw, but I still have the shoes I wore as I stepped through puddles of blood.
Here in the city, there was a gathering Sunday in Central Park and another scheduled for today up near Columbia University. There will also be a 2 p.m. service at the West End Synagogue on the Upper West Side, a 5 p.m. memorial in Times Square, a 6 p.m. commemoration at Chabad of Queens, and a 6:30 event at the Kings Bay Y, among others. Meantime, renewed concern about anti-Semitism here.
A tsunami of anti-Semitic incidents all across the United States since last October 7th. That's how Scott Richmond, the director of the Anti-Defamation League here in New York and New Jersey, describes what is happening.
10,000 verified anti-Semitic incidents that ADL tracked and followed up on and tried to assist with. That is more anti-Semitic incidents than any ADL office has ever dealt with in any one-year period since our founding in 1913.
Rabbi Joshua Davidson of Temple Emmanuel says it's certainly a solemn time as this fighting goes on. His thoughts on today?
We worry about that war escalating, but we certainly insist on Israel's right to protect itself and to protect its people.
Governor Hochul, among the dignitaries of an October 7th remembrance in Central Park this evening. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Last night, a solemn pro-Israel gathering on the Upper West Side in Central Park.
They sang and they chanted, "Bring them home now." They held the Israeli flag high over their head, and they held up the pictures of the people still being held by Hamas. The leader of the group then read the names of each of the 101 hostages still in captivity. Eidan Alexander of Tenafly, New Jersey, is one of them, and his mother, Yael Alexandra, spoke.
As a mother, I cannot describe the pain of not knowing where your child is or how he's in. My family and I are heartbroken, but we will never stop fighting for his return.
She said not even the Red Cross has been allowed to check up on the hostages. Alexandra said there must be a ceasefire. She said it will help families on both sides. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Central Park.
A pro-Palestinian march was held in Paterson, New Jersey Sunday. Mahmoud Alashi is the treasurer of the Islamic Center of Union County. He spoke about his brother's family who was killed in an airstrike in Gaza on November 2nd.
Before October 7th, It was a beautiful city. Nice buildings, nice houses. Everything looks good. People spent money, built these houses and built to live on it, to live in peace.
The Palestinian American Community Center plans another rally this Friday in Clifton. Hundreds of folks came together to break bread Sunday at the longest table in Chelsea, event co-founder Miriam Banakaram.
People start asking you, like, what are you raising money for? Who's behind this? And the answer is, it's literally neighbors just connecting with each other. And once people understand that, I think there's this incredible sort of sense of belonging and desire to want to be a part of it.
Well, this potluck luncheon was held on a car-free open street on West 21st between 9th and 10th Avenues. This began in 2022 when we started to reopen after the pandemic. After just 1 year, it grew to 700 participants. What started as a pilot program in Brooklyn and Queens is now happening citywide. We're talking about composting. City Sanitation Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
Residents of all five boroughs can set out their compostable material, anything from their kitchen, anything from their yard, on their recycling day. Set it out in a bin labeled compost. We will come collect it.
This is food waste, lawn trimmings, anything that's biodegradable. Basically, Tisch explains, if you can cook it or grow it, it can go in the compost bin, which you can get for free from the city. The sanitation department will also be conducting free info sessions through December for both residents and landlords. Enforcement won't start until April of next year, when food waste found in regular trash bags will result in a fine. Some folks not feeling so neighborly about tourists. We're talking in areas across the country where people are flocking to check out the beautiful fall foliage. Problem is, it's causing traffic jams in some small towns, including Guanella Pass, Colorado, where Laura Homan lives.
You don't get to come in and just pretend like this is all for you. It was just chaos. It took 3 hours to move 2 miles. It was like too many people all at once in a road that cannot possibly sustain that many people. I want everybody to love nature, but I wish that they had better etiquette.
Well, if you want a list of the best places to go in New York State to see the fall colors, go to iloveny.com and click on the fall foliage report. Still not clear what's going on in the waters off of Queens, where two dead whales washed ashore last week. The first one had been spotted in Raritan Bay before ending at Fort Tilden on Thursday. The next day, a second whale washed ashore in the same area. According to NOAA, there have been 26 reported whale strandings along the New York coast since 2017. The Atlantic Marine Conservation Society is now working with state officials and NOAA to try and figure out what happened last week. A 12 and 13-year-old have both been charged with gang assault and Friday night's attack on former Governor David Patterson and his stepson. Patterson and 20-year-old Anthony Sliwa, the son of Curtis Sliwa, were walking their dog when they saw three kids climb up a fire escape. They threatened to call the cops and got into a brief argument. About 45 minutes later, police say two of the kids assaulted Patterson and Sliwa, with the former governor needing stitches on his lower lip. The names of the two arrested have not been released. Police are asking for help catching the man who went around robbing stores in Queens over the summer. This was at least eight businesses in August, mostly in Bayside and Flushing. Police say most of the hits were between 4 and 5 in the morning, with the suspect breaking in and stealing cash from the register before taking off. He got about 14 grand in all. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.